TCM Podcast, all about Chinese medicine. Welcome to a new episode at Traditional Chinese Medicine TCM Podcast. Today, we are going to talk about the Qigong. Yes, you heard well. Yes, for so many who doesn't know what is Qigong, we'll talk about very specific Qigong, which is called Medical Qigong, which is very useful and widely used in traditional Chinese medicine, traditionally and in contemporary use. And let's begin. Well, imagine ability to control all aspects of your given life energy as you wish, using only the power of your mind, to use it in such way in order to restore and maintain health, slow down aging, or protect yourselves against injury. Such abilities, simply explained as understanding and knowing transformational processes in nature. Chinese culture calls it Qigong. It's a rare and somehow mystique discipline known to few. Practicing Qigong activities, development of abilities to sense and control life energy known as Qi. Qi has numerous translations such as the life force, the spirit, breath, air, or oxygen. Gong translates as work, skill, or accomplishment, and we may translate Qigong as life energy workout. How about Qi? Chinese believe that Qi is our life energy. Qi has its limits, and when we consume it up, we simply die. Traditionally, Qigong practice is used in order to prevent illnesses, promote better quality, and extend life. Qigong practice corresponds to three categories of people: mere people, soldiers, athletes, and spiritual people, such as monks, priests. So, therefore, Qigong is broadly divided as medical Qigong, martial art Qigong, and spiritual Qigong. The largest category is medical Qigong. It consists of exercises with aim to slow aging, prevent diseases, and cure illnesses. The Qi circulates along the body through very specific channels known in Chinese as Jingluo. By Chinese point of view, health is represented by continuous, free, balanced, and harmonious flow of Qi throughout all parts of the body. Qigong practice requires control, and it involves breathing exercises, body postures, and mental meditation in order for Qi to go back into proper circulation. Qi is flowing through body, just like blood does inside specific channels. Qigong meditation is basic training in developing the mental control to move your Qi. Traditional Chinese medicine believes that diseases appear due to malfunction or imbalance of flow of Qi, either a blockage, deficiency, or an excess. Traditional Chinese medicine rose from the empirical observation of nature. It began more than 5,000 years ago. Chinese civilization understands that we are part of nature by mutual interconnection of body and mind, space and time, with a dynamic process of constant change between man and nature. For the whole to function harmoniously, every part must remain in balance. Traditional Chinese medicine is divided into four main branches: acupuncture, herbs and food therapy, which includes Chinese pharmacology and dietology; Tuina massage therapy, includes orthopedics and chiropractics; and medical Qigong includes physical exercises and physical therapy. There is an old saying: the proper study of Chinese medicine involves the study of its ancient history. In their beginning, the knowledge of science and magic were indistinguishable, and it was difficult to differentiate between them. For instance, astrology and astronomy were unified science until 18th century. Chinese medicine incorporates an ancient history of energetic, magical, pictographic symbolism and shamanism, and according to expression The only difference between occult magic and science is time. Once upon a time, popular Qigong school named Falun, due to great influence in Chinese society during 1999, got prohibited by Chinese government. Chinese government became more cautious in relation to Qigong, thinking that Qigong might influence Chinese society negatively, and therefore responded by closing up Qigong departments at traditional Chinese medicine universities and hospitals. Hopefully, only until recently such measures are in power. In TCM clinics are used recording ancient healing Dao Yin exercises. Dao Yin represents Qigong precursor breathing exercises, usually sitting in lying position, derived from a long history of experience in preventive medicine. Historically, Qigong exercises dates back to Shang Dynasty, from about 16,000 to 1046 BC. With all the time, plenty of descriptive drawings and texts of Qigong training exercises and meditations appear. First medical Qigong exercises were constructed by analyzing animal movements. Ma Wangdui, Han Dynasty tombs, from 206 BC to 220 AD, unearthed a silk relic, very likely first drawings of Dao Yin exercises. Drawings contain 44 ancient Qigong classic illustrations with descriptions of therapeutic movements and corresponding diseases. One of the most famous and gifted doctors of TCM full-time was Hua Tuo, known as Father of Surgery. Related to Qigong, Dr. Hua Tuo is famous for developing the five animal frolics, which are among the oldest forms of medical Qigong exercise prescriptions still used in China today. In ancient China, medical Qigong prescriptions developed into a system of yin and yang energetics. Medical Qigong prescriptions can be used in order to further the patient's treatment process. There are two purposes for medical Qigong practice and cultivation: to protect and strengthen the body's health, and to treat diseases. In ancient China, medical Qigong exercises and meditations were originally known as Dao Yin training and were divided into Yang movements, which actually means dynamic actions, and Yin movements, which are static postures. Both static and dynamic Dao Yin Qigong training methods supplement each other and can be combined and trained equally. Such is the balance of Yang and Yin energy. Medical Qigong exercises has three categories of Dao Yin trainings: postural Dao Yin training, respiratory Dao Yin training, and mental Dao Yin training. When are combined together, these Dao Yin exercises form the foundation of modern Chinese medical Qigong self-regulation prescriptions. Postural Dao Yin consists of training the tissue structures. It is further divided by training position, such as walking, standing, sitting, lying, massaging, and meditative gestures. Respiratory Dao Yin consists of breathing exercises and includes various techniques of inhaling, exhaling, aspiration, sounds and mantras, and holding the breath. Mental Dao Yin consists of focused concentration, guided imaginary and creative visualizations, and requires that the thoughts be concentrated on one object or process. Medical Qigong treatment relieves pain, disperses qi and blood stagnation, but fails to address the patient's lifestyle, which is often a major contributing factor. Patients' sick conditions are always elevated by stress, overwork, lack of appropriate exercise, and inappropriate food and beverage. Medical Qigong doctor can prescribe to the patient self-regulatory Qigong exercise for particular sickness. When an imbalance develops, certain active points of the disease corresponds to different organs, muscles and limbs of the body, and a pathological reflex is formed. Trigger and reflex points, which are painful to touch, are perfect examples of this phenomenon. Medical Qigong prescription stimulates the patient's autonomous nervous system, gradually eliminating fatigue as the normal body functions are restored. Another important aspect of the medical qigong prescription exercises is the enhancement of the body's immune system function. Medical qigong prescription functions are purgation of toxins, tonification of organ systems, and regulation of the body's organ systems. Purgation techniques are sound resonating therapy, vibrating palm and tiger kneading palm, resulting in a stronger cellular vibration and tissue interaction. Tonification techniques such as color visualization, qi emission, etc. Regulation techniques use the mind's intention to regulate the energetic fields of qigong meditation in order to remove qi and blood stagnation, tonify the internal organs and organ systems, and to enhance the autonomous nervous system. Medical qigong therapy can be used not only to strengthen the metabolism of the organs and cells, but also to increase cellular energy. It has enhancing effects on the lymphatic system. Medical qigong health benefits are white blood cell production, stabilized blood pressure, and improved immune function. When medical qigong exercises are prescribed, there are five primary areas addressed in the healing process, such as intuition, purgation, tonification, regulation, and qi massage. The patient is thought to increase intuition of his or her body and its current condition, purgate cleanse and purify the body's energetic fields to rid it of qi stagnations and toxin pathogen factors, and tonify and recharge body, regulate the qi internally and externally throughout the body's entire energetic structure, and to perform qi massage regulation. So, talking about medical qigong prescriptions, should be added that such as prescriptions can enable patients to reinforce the treatments performed by the qigong practitioners, or in the past tense, qigong doctors, because nowadays, unfortunately, there is no official qigong doctors anymore, which has aimed to prevent the patient's energy from reverting back to old destructive patterns. The qigong practitioner selects the proper medical qigong prescription to address a patient's specific illness and formulates a treatment program designed for each patient's individual case. Each cell in the body has its own unique resonant vibration. When combined together, the vibrating cells create their own specific frequency within the various tissues, internal organs, and organ systems. Excess qi has the cumulative effects of too many cells trapped and vibrating together in one specific area of the body. This overactive cellular function causes qi to radiate out from the tissues and can be felt by the qigong practitioner while scanning the patient's body with extended palm. Stagnation within the diseased tissues area cannot transmit qi fast enough to the other areas of the body. Stagnation creates what is known in TCM as an excess condition and can result in symptoms such as pain and inflammation. Any area of the body that is in excess condition displays a high-intensity energetic field surrounding the tissues area. The energetic field of an excess condition will naturally repel the doctor's palm when scanning. Purgation of the excess condition is accomplished when patients exhale healing sounds after tissue massage stimulation. Stimulation is used to excite the tissues. It causes the cells to vibrate faster and disperse condensed energetic stagnation. Deficient condition has a low intensity energetic field surrounding the tissue area. The energetic field of a deficient condition will naturally pull the practitioner's palm inward when scanning. Tonifying deficient conditions is accomplished by having the patient inhale colored light to the specific internal organ after massage stimulation. It means visualization of Qigong, one of the parts of the medical Qigong. Light is used to fill the energetic space existing between the cells, creating more energetic substances. All medical Qigong treatments end with regulation techniques, when patients' cells and tissues are allowed to return to a natural state of balance and harmony. I hope this very article about medical Qigong has gained your interest. It is of very important nature to practice Qigong and to find, if possible, Qigong practitioner to learn and maybe firstly to heal, if it's possible to find someone who is in your area. Anyway, I strongly encourage you to try so. Having said that, I would like to thank you for listening to my podcast and hear you next time with love and light.
TCM Podcast, all about Chinese medicine.